step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Whoops, this is not good for Donald Trump. I want to show you all the exact moment that right-wing news host and longtime Trump ally Bill O'Reilly hops onto News Nation and unintentionally, accidentally, basically admits that Trump's name is in the Epstein list. In the process of detailing a months-old conversation that he had with Trump behind closed doors, one-on-one, he accidentally plays Trump's Epstein hand for him. I'm going to walk you through all the developments that we've seen over the past 24 hours before I even do, because there's some interesting stuff. For example, Epstein's brother went on to Piers Morgan and was like, hey, I think that they're doing a cover-up for Trump. Trump and Epstein were best friends. We'll get into this. First, I just want to say we can't forget the fact that there is a big, ugly bill that passed exactly 1 week ago that's going to strip Medicaid away from Americans. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are falling out while Elon Musk is raking in dough due to the Trump admin. The corruption is insane. So I just want to make sure we're not losing sight of how dystopian this all is, including the immigration policy. We'll talk about this all in videos throughout the day, but I think it's important to bring that up. Let's watch this clip of Epstein's brother, Mark Epstein, talking to Piers Morgan.
You got Bundy, you got Patel, you got Barr. All of these people work for Trump, okay? So if they're covering up for somebody, who do you think they might be covering up for?
So you think they're covering up for President Trump?
People are looking all over. Everybody is looking at little pieces of this and coming up with kind of theories. But people really take the time, because there's a lot of facts, there's a lot of information. People who take the time and really investigate this thoroughly all come to the pretty much conclusion that maybe Trump was behind this.
Wow.
Well, maybe Jeff was killed to quiet him.
Wait, who was president when Jeffrey Epstein died? I can't remember.
You think President Trump has something to do with Epstein, with your brother being killed?
I wouldn't write that off. Because if you look at all of the evidence we have and all of the facts, not opinions, and all of the facts, that wouldn't be something I would dismiss.
I mean, that's an extraordinary thing to say, but there is zero evidence that Donald Trump had anything to do with your brother's death.
Well, somebody did.
Very, very interesting. And really quickly, I always get a lot of comments like this. Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subs, and I just realized I wasn't even subscribed. Fixing that now. So make sure you scroll down, click join, and join the Adam Mockler feed. Thank you. Have you guys heard of Alexander Acosta? Interestingly enough, I went on Piers Morgan's show and pointed this exact thing out. The party that promised to defeat the deep state very quickly became the deep state. Pam Bondi says, I have the list on my desk right here. They're rather silent for a few months. Then Elon Musk says Trump is in the Epstein list. Then within weeks, apparently the list is gone. I mean, I'm looking at this photo of Jack Posobiec holding up the Epstein files. It says the Epstein files, phase one. But where's phase two? There's no phase two.
He actually helped Epstein be prosecuted. He was the only person who was involved, kicked him out of the Epstein. You know all this. Like, it's just a very—
Have you heard of Alexander Acosta? You were duped to cover up sexual abuse of
children. Donald Trump was
kicked
him out of his—
Alexander Acosta was a Florida district attorney. You can look this up. He knew both Trump and Epstein. He was appointed as a secretary of labor under Trump and had to resign in 2017 because people found out that he mishandled the Epstein case in 2007 and let Epstein get an illegal plea deal. Epstein was then able to go reoffend, and Trump appointed him in 2017. So I don't want to hear the dude that was brought to the White House to cover up sexual abuse saying that there was, what are you trying to say here? Yeah.
You going to wipe your face? Can you just wipe that little thing off your face there a little bit? You got a little,
right, hold
got
on
a little
second.
Mud on your face.
You have no points.
Hold on a second.
He very clearly had no points. And the overall broader point that I'm trying to make here builds off the back of what Mark Epstein was saying. He was saying, if you do your research, you'll find some pretty sketchy stuff. And if you do your research, you'll find that Trump was the president while Epstein died. I made a tongue-in-cheek joke about that earlier. That Trump appointed Acosta, defended Acosta. Epstein called Trump his best friend. Even Midas Touch points out right here, Trump has been on just about every single Epstein list released so far, whether it's the Little Black Book, the flight logs, the court records, every single list thus far. This is after Representative Anna Paulina Luna says she doesn't think Trump is on the list.
Then it needs to happen. And so we'll continue to push for that release call for it. But it's been deafening how many members of Congress have been silent on this. And to be clear, also, I want to clear something up. I do not think, and I've told this to multiple media outlets because I've been getting questions on this, is Trump on the Epstein client list? No. And I'm very positive of that, because if he was, they would have released it during the election cycle. But what I do know, and what I'm seeing right now across, you know, every aspect, whether it's rich, poor.
It's such a weak talking point. There are so many ways to push back on the fact. Maybe the Biden admin wanted to protect the victims' names. They didn't want Trump's victims to be political pawns during an election cycle. That could be it. This says Trump's alleged victims. This says Trump has been on just about every single Epstein list released so far. Let me show you this clip of Bill O'Reilly and let me know what you think about what he's saying.
I talked to President Trump man to man, eye to eye, on St. Patrick's Day about this and the Kennedy files and the King files. It was all one conversation. And he said, and I agree, there are a lot of names associated with Epstein. It had nothing to do with Epstein's conduct. They maybe had lunch with him, or maybe had some correspondence for one thing or another. If that name gets out, those people are destroyed, because there's not going to be any context. Media doesn't care about context. So you can't do that. You can't destroy human beings by putting out the files, whatever they may be.
Bill O'Reilly is essentially saying, you know, I talked to Trump on St. Patrick's Day, and he told me there are a lot of names on this list. If the list came out, it could damage these names, even people who were tangentially related to Epstein and were friends with him. Even people who were friendly with Epstein and had dinner with him could be on this list. I mean, how many words does it take to say my name is on the damn list and I'm totally incriminated within this list? If this were really the case, why wouldn't you just release the whole list, everybody who corresponded with Epstein, and then provide indictments of any actual celebrities that were involved with this scheme, allegedly? There's ways to do this, but the Trump admin is not doing it because they're not approaching it in good faith. Listen to Ben Shapiro trying to just brush this off.
However, when President Trump speaks for the American people more generally, and he says, guys, don't we have better things to do? You can understand his irritation. The man is trying to negotiate an end to a war in the Gaza Strip. He's trying to negotiate an end to a war in Ukraine. He's attempting to revivify the American economy.
Yeah, he's attempting all of those things, not really succeeding. He's been trying to end the war in Ukraine for over 6 months now. He's been trying to revivify the economy, but he just brought us closer to a recession.
He's attempting to crack down on illegal immigration. On a list of American priorities by the polls, the Epstein-Maxwell case comes in pretty close to zero, just on a list of priorities.
Yeah, there's a difference between people's immediate needs and an admin covering something up. For example, a lot of conservatives argue that Biden got very old and his admin began to cover it up. But if you polled the average American in 2023 and 4, they would say they're worried about inflation, grocery prices, all of these other things. That doesn't mean that conservatives would say it's okay for this to be covered up. In the same sense, if we polled Americans right now, the vast majority of polling would say Americans are worried about inflation, grocery prices, getting by. But that doesn't mean that they're okay with being lied to from the admin in a top-down way. Those are two completely different things. But Ben Shapiro, I guess, is not only okay being lied to, he likes being lied to. Overall, let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. I love to hear from you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.